Hi there, and welcome to the Engage Customer Podcast. Our mantra is that organisations need to be where their customers are, cutting across internal silos and taking a more holistic view, delivering a consistent service across all channels, offline, online, social and mobile. For over a decade, we've helped some of the world's biggest brands engage with their target customers on a deeply emotional level with industry-leading conferences and online digital media. To find out more, visit engagecustomer.com.
In this episode, we sit down with Joanne Brown, Head of Customer Service and Inside Sales at Cromwell Group. Joanne is a passionate and driven customer service professional with over 20 years' experience in delivering outstanding service and quality. Highly skilled in resolving director-level customer complaints through root cause analysis, ensuring that quality is key to, quote, make customers love us. We spoke to Joanne about what it's like to work at Cromwell Group and more about recent projects and future plans.
Hi, Joanne. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm very well, thank you.
Fantastic. I'm very well. Could you just give us a quick summary of what Cromwell does for a living?
Cromwell is a PPE supplier and distributor, and also for cutting tools. That's what Cromwell does.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, you're going to be talking to us for a little while now, and what I'd like to do is to just first of all ask you a little bit about your background and how you came to be in this role that you're in today. So what's your story in a nutshell?
What's my story? So I worked for the same company for 23 years before coming to Cromwell. My first job, actually, which was for TNT Parcel Couriers, who are now led and owned by FedEx. So I started TNT in 1997, always worked in customer services. Back then, customer service was in each of the depots, as well as a small team that we've got in our head office. It was that small team in our head office that was then to become TNT's first ever contact centre, as we centralised the customer service teams from the depots. And eventually we went on to open two more contact centres, which I was then really proud to lead them opening, doing the recruitment for all of those. So I started in customer services as a customer service representative, moved on to a team leader role, and then to a supervisor role, and then on to a customer resolution manager role, something I was particularly proud of. I was given the opportunity to set up a new team for customer resolution, where we've got some really high levels of dissatisfaction from customers, and it meant that we were really able to track and do some root cause around some of the complaints that were coming in, what our customers were really truly saying, and it was a really great success. What I was particularly proud of was that we won an award just before I left for outstanding team at the National Complaints Awards, which was really great. And then the last 12 months that I worked with the FedEx teams as they took over, they implemented what was called the director's desk, which was based on the same concept as the customer resolution desk, which was great. So that's my background. And then I left FedEx as it was then to join Cromwell. I actually came with my director, Elaine Barnes, who's such an inspirational leader that when she asked me to come and join where she was, I was absolutely up for the challenge. So I joined Cromwell 2.5 years ago as head of customer service, totally different industry where I was so not familiar with the use, just been used to selling a service, moving a parcel from A to B, whereas now we have thousands of products, which I'm still learning. One thing for sure, customers are the same. They just simply want to feel valued. My role at Cromwell as head of customer service, I'm responsible for just over 200 people in the function, from the frontline teams, the back office, the technical support guys. We've got a customer resolution desk, of course, quotes, quality, training, and we work really closely with the sales and operations teams.
Terrific. So when you first joined the team here at Cromwell, how did it look to you? What were your main challenges? What did you think, all right, this is how I'm going to make a difference here. This is what needs to happen.
Well, first of all, there were two really, really big priorities for me. We'd moved customer service from branches to one location, something I was really familiar with at TNT, and customers missed that local feel. So one of the first things I did was we went back to a local regional customer service team, but from a central location. So we invested in a new telephony platform system, which means that we could route customers and route our calls and our emails to where we wanted our customers to go, which meant that I could implement a north, central and south, which aligned with our sales teams as well. And it meant that customers were speaking to one or two, three at a push, people in the same team every time they called up, which was just great. As I say, we aligned that with all of our sales teams as well. And what we also did was we made our frontline people what we call our advocates, our people that talk to our customers, most important people, and they're our advocates at Cromwell. My other priority was the people engagement. The people engagement, particularly in customer service, was at an all-time low at 28% in customer service. Wow. People were disengaged, and that was because we kept some of the customer service teams out in our branches, and we had some of our customer service team working from home, only a handful of people, and they particularly felt disengaged. For example, if you were to send an email out to say that something's going on within the customer service centre, they, you know, they weren't in the customer service centre, they were working remotely, so they were particularly disengaged. We had no customer experience metrics, coaching and development wasn't happening, and we didn't have a proper structure for training for our new starters. And there was also a lack of customer service experience in the management team. So I refocused, restructured. We had a new management team. It gave me an opportunity to promote some internal people. And we gave our people a voice. We set up committees, suggestion schemes, listening circles, which have been a huge hit for us. Something that I do with our frontline teams, the listening circles. So as head of customer service, we do it with our people that have recently had a birthday. So, for example, it's now the 11th of November. If you've recently had a birthday, maybe in October, I've got a listening circle tomorrow morning. So we'll talk about, and it's just me with probably 10 or 11 frontline people, and we'll talk about their birthday, and then I open it up as a really, really safe environment and ask them to just talk to me about what's going well, what's not so well, and then we talk it through, and I'm really, really open and honest to say that, you know, sometimes I don't have all the answers, but if I don't have the answers, I'll go away and find the answers, or I'll tell them why I can't give them the answer maybe they're hoping to hear. And we you know, we have to rely on some really brave people to come forward, but I always make sure that I've got a topic that I can just give a little bit of a nudge and say, let's talk about quality audits, and that always gets somebody talking. And once one starts talking, everybody starts to open up. So that was really, really important. We've got some great, great feedback from that. And I mean, I'll talk about the pandemic later, no doubt, but it gave us a great opportunity, a new way of working, to work with those people that were working in branches and working as home workers to really, really understand what they were saying. I'm really proud to say that my last engagement results came through at 85%.
Wow. Well done. That's a terrific score. From 21, was it?
Well, we went from 28%.
28, that's right.
5%, from 35% to 59%,
and then
from 59% to 85%.
That's pretty good. That's terrific. That's terrific.
Thank you.
Well, you know, you mentioned the word pandemic. How have Cromwell, in particular, customer service changed during the pandemic? What's been your story through that?
Wow, it was a huge learn for us, as it was for everybody, I'm sure. And I hold my hands up and say that prior to the pandemic, I wasn't a fan of home working, remote working. If somebody left the business, for example, I would recruit into the centre. Well, that's just completely changed my view on things, the pandemic, because what actually happened was when we had to go to home working, that was our business continuity. That was, you know, we fell back on our branch workers, our remote workers, our home workers. And these were the people that were most disengaged. You know, so it gave us an opportunity, really, to, you know, we moved from a 200-seater contact centre to home working in 24 hours, and our service levels didn't drop. It was minimal impact to our customers. At the time, I think we had 2 days where we might have hit a service level of 70%, and I was mortified. But when I look back now, it was absolutely brilliant. Customers were still being answered on an average speed of answer of something like 11 seconds. It meant a new way of working for us, for everyone, obviously, as we started to adapt. We focused on how we were going to run meetings, coaching, one-to-ones and supporting. And the biggest thing was communication. Communication was absolutely key, where people had previously felt disengaged. They were now more engaged than they'd ever been. We were all working the same way, but differently, if that makes sense. Our future plans, we're going to adopt hybrid working. We've listened to what our people have said. And, of course, we've had to manage productivity. So we've still got the centre open, and we have people that are working in the office. And those people either want to work in the office, or we need them to be in the office because we need productivity to be high. But to be honest, we saw our productivity the best it's ever been, and our engagement results, our people being engaged the best ever, as I said before. And initially we saw our volumes, they started to peak and trough. We were used to seeing, we knew when our volumes would go up or they would go down. But being a PPE distributor and supplier particularly, customers started to panic to start with, and we were seeing an influx, and we were having to bring people back off furlough. So we reacted really, really well to that. And it was just sitting down and going, OK, what did we learn from this, and how can we move forward with this? And we talked about, do we bring everybody back into an office straight away? And for me, it's given a choice. You know, we give a choice to our customers. Let's give a choice to our people. So we're working through that at the moment. As I say, we're doing a bit of a rotation where we have a couple of teams in the office. Only those that want to be in the office, if they want to work from home, we can work from home. Or if they want to work in a branch, it's given them that choice. And as I said, the only time we would ask or make sure that people are in is if we need to manage productivity. And that's very, very minimal. So it's been a huge success for us.
It's really quite extraordinary what the focus that COVID gave us, the shared sense of challenge, the uniting force of it, and how disengaged people became suddenly engaged, and how we became more versatile, we became more adaptable, we became more flexible because we had to. And it's almost like we've seen what's possible with humans if they're in a culture that rewards and sustains and enables them to be like that. Whereas, of course, if you're trying to do a culture change in a disengaged culture, you've got a very different challenge. So there's a lot of lessons to be learnt, I think, about what's possible, number one, but also how important it is to work the culture and really take care of it. And you know, it's an extremely potent variable that we need to look at. And on that, of course, you've been recognised as one of the best workplaces in the 2021 Great Place to Work Awards. So what got you that, would you say?
Again, you know, when I was asked to come and join Cromwell, I mean, I was working for TNT for 23 years. I was ready for my 25-year award. A Gucci watch, I believe, was on the list, you know. And then I was asked to go and work for Cromwell. But the minute I stepped into the business, it truly was all about the people, you know. And for me, that best workplace is we were nominated by our people, and that's just something so to be proud of. And I think it comes back to the engagement piece. As a wider business, we've just taken time to truly hear, not listen, but hear what our people are saying. When the pandemic hit, one of the very first things that our senior leadership team did was they sent out a care package to our people, to their home addresses, and in there were masks, gloves and hand gel, you know. And that was really frightening times at the you know, I remember feeling, you know, truly grateful, which was in a a really scary time for us. But that continued with a package then for when we celebrated our 50th birthday recently. We had another one for Christmas, as well as a voucher as a gift, just to say thank you for a job well done. Mm-hmm. And you know, most recently we had an environmental friendly pack come through. I love my Cromwell umbrella that's environmental friendly. And it's just little things like that that just make you feel really, truly valued as an employee. The other thing we have prided ourselves on is mental health awareness, which is so important, particularly now, but even more so after the last 2 years for me, you know, and for everyone. Cromwell put all its senior managers through the mental health awareness training, and we continue to have mental health first aiders, just like we would, you know, physical first aiders that are there to help and support our people. And it's truly, it's just given us a sense of a great place to work.
Terrific. And how does Cromwell make sure that customers are listened to and that you meet their expectations?
Again, for me, communication is key. We use a platform called Confirm It to listen and analyse our customer sentiment and action the feedback. We'll send a survey to our customers after every sales visit, and they'll get an opportunity to fill in a survey after a customer service interaction, whether that's a call or an email. We then collate that feedback and act on it. Our metrics are what probably a lot of companies will use, I imagine. We have a customer effort score, which is around how easy are we to do business with. Our target on that is 90%, and we're actually achieving 94%. We have an NPS, which is how likely is it that a customer would recommend Cromwell, and our target for that is 40, and we're hitting 42. We've got CSAT, which is a satisfaction of experience. Our target for that is 87%, and we're hitting 91%. And our Trustpilot speaks for itself. Our online review of experience, we've been consistent at 4.8 out of 5. So we're particularly proud of a continued hard work to maintain that.
Brilliant, brilliant. And just as a closing comment, what's next for you in the customer service department at Cromwell?
It's all about... Just continuing to change and digital. Drive Digital is big for us the end of this year and next year. We've a fairly new, amazing digital team, and we've very recently launched our new website, one site which makes us so much easier to deal with. And as we migrate, we'll be looking at how we manage that change. You know, for me, it's about how it impacts people personally. You know, we want customers to self-serve. We want our customers to be able to go onto our website and it to be really easy to deal with. And so we have to understand how it impacts them, our customers, our people. As we move into the digital world, for me, it'll be great to see our customers given a channel of choice, as I said earlier, and self-serve options, as well as upselling our people. So it's really exciting times for Cromwell.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much indeed. That was fantastic, Joanne, and lovely to see you. And we'll see you hopefully at one of our in-person events next year.
That would be great. Thank you very much for having me.
Terrific. Bye-bye for now.